Local governments are surviving by finding creative ways to be more efficient. In Seattle, several agencies are merging, and some big savings were found by negotiating a deal, which allows the city to keep using the King County Jail instead of having to build a new one. Still, layoffs are coming to as many as 82 city workers.
I don't want to kid ourselves or sugarcoat the challenges we face.
Seattle Mayor Mike McGinn is proposing a budget that preserves current services people notice the most, such as libraries and swimming pools. Police staffing stays about the same. The layoffs are largely in administrative jobs. He says one of his priorities is the poor.
We will protect the vulnerable by maintaining our commitment to human services.
That won praise from activists such as Julia Strakovsky. She directs the Seattle Human Services Coalition. She says recent cuts from state and federal governments have been huge.
We're seeing problems in meeting the needs in community health clinics. Shelters are full. We have more people using food banks than ever before. More programs involving youth at risk are being cut.
The city's not able to fill the gap, but at least it's not adding to the woes. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.